Her other. Her other. Not for himself. Isn't it? Others, those who have no knowledge, no conception about the Supreme Law, are them. Arjuna asked Lord Krishna to show this path. Isn't it? And is that you said? In future, if someone demands or proclaims or says that he is Lord, so he should be given this challenge. So the universal path. Then we'll accept you as Lord, Supreme Lord. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite and you should be beaten with swords. Isn't it? There are two considerations. Therefore, Arjuna wanted. Otherwise, Arjuna had no intention to see this universal form. Because the universal form is not the original form of Krishna. It's impersonal form, temporary form. Isn't it? Pure devotees, they don't want to see this. This is one of the opulences of Krishna. Those who are pure devotees and are related with Krishna, with the different relationships, as for example, as friends, as parents, as master or servant, as wives, like that. They don't want to see Krishna's opulence. They want to see Krishna's very beautiful form, loving form. And also, they, by dint of yoga maya shakti, they forget that Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, they usually forget this thing. Those who are in parental relationship, they think Krishna is their child, son. Those who are in friendship, Sakya Bhav, like the cowherd boys, they think Krishna is one of them, as one of them. Boyfriends. They play with Krishna, fight with Krishna, not fighting. Someone climbs upon the shoulder of Krishna, isn't it? This is pure Sakya Bhav, friendship, Shuddha, very pure. This type of devotee is very, very highly liberated. Even Lord Brahma has no such opportunity, no such fortune. He is not so fortunate. To establish such a relationship with Krishna. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find how Brahma was bewildered. When he saw Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys, Krishna was eating with the cowherd boys, someone was snatching away food from Krishna's mouth. And Krishna was also snatching food from some other boy's mouth like that. Then Krishna was standing the cows and calves of Nanda Maharaj, like a coward boy. So Brahma was good. He couldn't understand. Is this boy supreme personality of Godhead? So he wanted to test him. He manifested his yoga shakti, Brahma. By dint of his yoga shakti, he stole our boys and calves of Krishna and put them in a cave, mountain cave, and made them fall asleep. Isn't it? He wanted to stop this play. Krishna's play. But Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could understand, though he was manifesting himself at that time a mere boy of 7, 8 years old, still a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could understand that Brahma was testing me. So he just expanded himself. And the cowherd boys and the calves. And play went on. It was not stopped. Brahma went to his abode. But after a moment he came back. One moment in Brahmalok is 1 year here, this material world. 1 year passed. Still, no cow could think that this calf is not mine. No cowherd woman couldn't think that this boy is not mine. Exactly the same. Because they had all come out from the body of Krishna. 1 year passed. The Brahma came, that's one moment for Brahma. Found the same play was going on. What is this fun? The Brahma thought, is it that Krishna took back those cowherd boys and calves I had put in the mountain cave? So you want to see there. And so they were asleep there. And again, coming back here, so they were playing here. What is this for? Couldn't understand. So he meditated. And saw all the forms, cowherd boys and calves, 400 forms of this. Then he could understand how is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has expanded himself like this. He came down and apologized for Krishna. I have committed a great offense. I have become very proud, popped up for my position of Brahma. So, the first thing happened. I don't want this thing. Take away this position of Brahma from me. I don't want this position. How fortunate these cowherd boys. How fortunate this calf. I am not so fortunate. They are playing with you. So fortunate. I have no such fortune. So I don't want this position. Please make me a blade of grass here, this land of Vrindavan. Huh? So I may get the association of these cowherd boys and calves. My life will be successful. You understand? Tadastu me nathas purivaga bhavishtu varnyatra tivatarasthana bhavadjananam guttani sebe tavapada pallava. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma says this. Please grant me this thing, O Lord. Make me some inferior, insignificant creature here. In this universe or any other universe, as you like. But I have one request. Bhavadjananam guttani sebe tavapada pallava. Whatever life I mean, yes, I serve your lotus feet. That should be granted to me. I don't want this position, my Brahma. You understand? This source. Brahma has no such fortune that cowherd boys have, calves have. So why will they aspire to see such a universal form of Krishna? They will never aspire. Arjuna was a very good friend, very intimate friend of Krishna. Isn't it? Satyabha, yes. Relationship, friendship, friendly relationship with Krishna. So, he has no desire. Only he desired to see these for others. And in future, if someone claims that will be Supreme Lord, then he will be challenged like this. This is the only reason, not the thing. You understand? The Lord, out of mercy, Lord Krishna was manifesting the universe of all for Arjuna. This universal form has unlimited faces, unlimited hands, very great, unlimited expansion, isn't it? And also, Arjuna saw nice garlands are there, all decorated nice garlands, nice scent is coming out from God. That form. Then, though it's unlimited, it seems to be very good because everything nice is his now. This is the manifestation. The Lord's universal manifestation. This is not the original form of the Lord. This Lord's universal manifestation, this impersonal manifestation, is not eternal. It's temporary, isn't it? Why is it eternal? It's temporary. The eternal form is form of Krishna, a beautiful form. 200 forms, flute in hand, pickled feather in head, and Shyam Sundar Rupa, very beautiful Shyam Sundar, Trivangi Mathan, three places curved, straight, three curves. Still it looked very beautiful, extraordinary. Gandharva Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobha. Dhamma Sangita. Beauty is so extraordinary that even beauty of the crores of rupees cannot be compared with it, isn't it? It exhausts its beauty. This beauty of Shyam Sunda exhausts the beauty of the crores of rupees. It's so beautiful. Carving for three places carved. Still so beautiful. Wonderful. Very wonderful. Carved for not straight, but so beautiful. I do. You understand? This is transcendental. Very, very mystic, confidence, mystic. Because the very form of the Lord also teaches us something. You understand? Why is it carved three places? Why is it carved? You don't know?
I don't know.
Looks so beautiful. Three places carved. What is its significance? You don't know?
No.
It teaches three things. Three thought works. You understand? Three Vedic truths. That is Samanga, Avideya, Prayojana Tattva. You understand? Samanga Tattva, that means Tattva and relationship. Avideya Tattva is Bhakti Tattva. And Prayojana Tattva is praying, love. Tattva is pure love. Samanga, Avideya, Prayojana. Three Tattvas teaches. So therefore, three places carved. Then Sam. Yes. This is the significance of this art. Then Sam. And this is the essence of all Vedas. These three thoughts. That means that all the living entities are eternally related to Krishna. Samanda Tattva, that is. Everything is related to Krishna. Krishna is the only relationship, principal relationship, mukhya samanda. Mahaprabhu, when that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, he taught that. You understand? And second tattva is Avideya Tattva, that's Bhakti Tattva. You understand? Because it is the only object of service. He is the only master, all are servants. All should serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. The service means, this is loving service, this is bhakti, supreme bhakti. You understand? That's Avideya Tattva. And for it, prema is required, love is required. The service must be loving service. And pure love. Not some motivated love. It's unmotivated, unconditional. No condition is there. You understand? It's pure love. So these three tattvas that indicate this three karma. You understand? That is the original form of this Supreme Lord Krishna. So this form, universal form, this is universal manifestation. It's not original form. The pure devotees don't lie. To see it. Arjuna, as a pure devotee, very intimate devotee, friend of Krishna, personally, doesn't want to see all these things. But he wanted to see for others. Because both the Lord and his dear devotee are very, very merciful. You understand? Srutam sarva bhutanam
Only by losing friends. About living and getting. Even devotee is more merciful than the Lord. God is merciful, none doubt, undoubtedly. But devotee is more merciful than Lord. So this is the question of mercy. To inculcate this Krishna consciousness into such persons, those who have no idea, anything, any conception about the law, those who are almost at this, you understand? For them, this mercy is manifested, this is invisible power. At least they should conceive. At least they should have such idea that there is Supreme Lord and He is manifested everywhere. And He has unlimited manifestations. That's why we say unlimited powers. Unlimited manifestations. And we can also see those manifestations here in this material world. Is also manifested here. Because you have unlimited manifestation. This is also one of the manifestations of the Lord, the manifestation of the Self, this cosmic manifestation, isn't it? This is the purpose of showing this universal form. And Supreme Lord Krishna gave Arjuna some transcendental higher vision, spiritual vision. So that vision he sees, not through ordinary vision. He sees it and he now says, gives a description. So this is authentic. The people should accept it. No? This is authentic because Arjuna, very intimate friend of Krishna, dear devotee of Krishna, he is saying, and he had been given such vision by Krishna. That vision he could see now, and he had said, so we have to accept it. This is the fact. Therefore, this manifestation, you understand? Next verse. Further verses will explain further things, descriptions of that universal power. You understand? Some rascals will come and say, I am Bhagavan, avatar. All right? Bhagavan, avatar. All right? So the universal power. Krishna has shown that Arjuna in Kurukshetra battle. If you are Bhagavan, then so it. If you want, then you are a hypocrite. Make this hypocrite. It shows. So you'll never say any time that he's Bhagavan. This is a good lesson. Therefore, Arjuna wanted to teach all these things. General people, that should be. They should have such conception about Bhagavan. Who can manifest us? Then we'll accept him as Bhagavan, otherwise, hypocrite. It should be beaten in the sense. Beat it! This is the purpose, isn't it? At least, general people, they should have a clear conception about Bhagavan. How is Bhagavan? He has unlimited potential and inconceivable potential, which we cannot conceive. So he can manifest such power. Who can do this thing and manifest this thing? Then we'll accept him as Bhagavan, otherwise, no.
This is the purpose of this manifestation of the universal power.
How Balaam?
Eternal servant of Krishna, Jiva Swarup, conceives from creation of the living entity. And Krishna is the only Lord to serve, to understand. Only object of service. And service must be done with pure love, loving service. You understand? And that Krishna is only object of love. You understand? So once you develop love for Krishna, if someone develops such love for Krishna, he can love one and all, everybody. Because everything belongs to Krishna. Huh? If you can love Krishna, and if you can find, oh, it's Janmashtami, oh, it belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's. So, I should love him, because it belongs to Krishna. Isn't it? Unless one develops love for Krishna, he cannot love anyone. His love will be a pretense of living Krishna. Then and that love will at any time break and betray. Then this thing is going on here, in the material world. So Krishna is now manifesting his universal power. Everything is his power, his manifestation. So if someone has developed love for Krishna, why you not develop love for this all manifestations? You understand? This is the most important thing here. Yes. So you should develop that love. Then you can see Krishna everywhere. His real form. You develop your love. Then he will manifest his real form before you. Wherever you look, you'll see, oh, Krishna is there. As Prahlad Maharaj saw in the stone pillar, whereas his demoniac father couldn't see, isn't it? This is the question of vision. Loving. I now remember one thing, an incident. In Vrindavan, I was there with Prabhupada. One yogi came. Prabhupada asked him, what are you doing? I'm meditating. Yogi said, I'm meditating. You're meditating? Dhyan yogi. You understand? Dhyan yogi. How to meditate? Prabhupada asked. I sit down in that this posture, straight, looking top of my nose, closing my eyes and meditate. Then Prabhupada asked, whom do you meditate? I meditate love. Why do you meditate love? With closed eyes. Why don't you see Lord with open eyes? See Lord with open eyes. Why closed eyes? Then he can say it. See Lord anywhere. Lord is anywhere. Prabhupada, I have vision. See. And once you develop that, that's the one. Suddenly, after Mangala Arati, you should have a broom in your hand and just clean all this area. Alright?
Yes, the temple.
Temple area. Neat and clean. Very nice. Huh?
Yes.
That's all. Do this service.
Huh?
Yes.
Alive?
Yes.
Gurudev, sorry, sorry. You're the angry.
Vasudev is cleaning those area. You clean this area. That area. Understand? Do this service. Mandir Marjan, he said. Krishna Mandir Marjan. Cleaning the Krishna's temple. You understand? Very nice. Neat and clean. And Krishna is pleased. Do this service.
ତେଣୁ ସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ଲୋକମାନେ ମହିଳାମାନେ ଯଦି ଜୁଟିବେ ତମ ପରିବାର ମାନେ କହିବେ କଣ ଚାଲିଗଲ ରାତି ଯଦି ରହିଗଲ
We are all spirit souls, we are all devotees of Krishna, that's all right. Servitors of Krishna. Eternal part of Krishna. No such thing as Hindu or Muslim.
But the word Hindu, how it can?
It's friend word. Some say, from Sindhu, the word Hindu came. Sindhu. When the Aryans came, when the Istrians stayed there, beside the river Sindhu.
Sindhu.
They pronounce it as Sindhu, Hindu. Right. So that word comes.
It is called a man who worships Hagrat Mama. A man. Who worship Hadrat Mama?
Hadrat Mama.
Mama. He is called
Mamadan.
Mamadan. Islamic religion. Or a man who was Jesus, he is called Krishna.
You see, what Muhammad says, what Christ does, Jesus Christ says, they say all one thing. They all say about God. Muhammad says that I am messenger from the Lord. And Jesus Christ says I am son of God.
But not God himself.
Not God himself. Son of God.
But who is God?
They have never said they are gods. Jesus Christ, I am son of God. Muhammad says I am messenger from God. So I have got a message from the Lord for you. Huh? And Jesus Christ says I have enough to say. But you are not prepared. So he gave only 10 commandments. Just follow it now. Purify yourself. So my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says, they are all devotees. Jesus Christ, Muhammad, all devotees. They have all said about God. And what they have said, if someone obeys it and follows it as it is, he can very easily accept this science of Krishna consciousness, no difference. So, be a pure Mohammedan and pure Christian, then you accept this Krishna consciousness. They have all said about this Krishna consciousness. Huh? Mama said about universal brotherhood. Universal brotherhood. We are all brothers. We belong to one family. So we say the same thing. Krishna is the Supreme Father, we are all his children, so we belong to one family, we are all brothers. So what difference is there? If someone is pure Mohammedan, he can very easily accept this. And Jesus Christ says, the Supreme Father, we are all his sons. The Gita says the same thing. I wish the same thing. What is the difference? The same thing. But nowadays, there are no pure Mohammedans and no pure Christians. They have concocted something. They have deviated from the teachings of Mohammed or Christ. That Prabhupada said.
Then you can accept this. I am not changing anybody's religion. Be in your religion. That's the law. It's all the same. You understand? No difference.
What do you call ourselves?
We are Vaishnavas.
Vaishnavas, not Hindus.
What is Hindu? No such thing Hindu. Then you will create some this sectarianism, casteism. What do you say?
People say that Vaishnavism is nearly a sect of Hindus.
No.
As a sect of.
No. All are Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means devotee of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava. Doesn't, it is not sectarian. Doesn't belong to any sect. This is the real identity of the soul. We are, whatever one may be, maybe Christian, maybe a Mohammedan, or as you say, maybe a Hindu or Buddhist, or Zion, whatever maybe, he's a soul. Different from soul? Is Mohammedan different from soul, or Christian different from soul, or Hindu is different from soul? Everybody is a soul. Soul means an eternal part of this love, Supreme Love, that Krishna says. So, Jiva, living entity, is eternal in my heart. So, Mohammedan is also a part, is a soul, part of super soul, and Krishna is also a soul.